Hello, everyone. I'm Stacey Amaral Kaufman, radio director for Annie Jennings PR. And Annie Jennings specializes in providing self-published authors access to the media in a strong and powerful way that allows them to live their dreams out loud. She's the creator of the most powerful radio talk show campaign in the country, where you are booked on high-impact radio shows in top markets, as well as the nationally syndicated shows. Unlimited media training is also included, as well as a performance guarantee that you will be booked on the big shows that broadcast to the major cities. Annie also offers her famous performance publicity campaign for bookings on TV shows, in print media, and in prestigious online media outlets. So I'd like to introduce Annie Jennings.
Thank you, Stacey. First of all, I'd like our self-published authors to hear this. Don't even think about yourself being self-published. Forget about that. Don't get stuck on that. In 2018, there were 1.6 million print-on-demand books published, up from 1.2 million in 2017. Now, that's a lot of competition for media exposure, and that's why we are helping self-published authors learn what they need to know to be successful. Writing a book is one thing. Now that it's time for promotion, it's a whole new ball game. Luckily, this is a game we have played with thousands of clients, having booked over 25,000 media placements, and we've managed to hit the ball out of the park. And this is to your benefit, as is our goal for you to also experience the thrill and joy of being seen and heard out in the world. I'd also like you to know this. Self-published authors are vulnerable to fake PR tactics. What is fake PR? We'll find out in more detail in our next podcast. However, just to summarize for now, fake PR is using lots of your time, energy, and enthusiasm, consuming activities that lead to nothing meaningful to your overall goals and objectives. Real PR is when you can point to a deliverable that actually helps you fulfill your dreams, goals, objectives, or business growth strategies. With that said, here are the self-publishing tips you can use to increase your advantage in securing meaningful and valuable PR for yourself. I'm going to say to Stacey, take it away.
Thanks, Annie. The very first thing we want to talk about is looking professional. Now, we all know that you don't have the staff, the resources, designers, editors that a traditional big New York City publisher might have that will consistently produce error-free, well-composed, and written content with outstanding cover design. So let's start with that cover design. The appearance of your self-published book. Looking like an amateur is just not pleasing to the eye, obviously. The book is not going to convey the look at me message to the viewer. So you will need an excellent book designer. And you can find one by reviewing their previous covers and deciding if their style is a good match for your own. And of course, we're talking about covers. Covers. Really important. Check out all the book covers online in the bookstores, such as Amazon, in your topic area to note which covers appeal to you. Then dissect it into elements of design, the color, the font, titles, subtitles, author name, credentials, the image art. This way, you can start to create a vision for your book and your designer. It's best never to say to a book designer who is charging you for each design to just do whatever they want. Everyone is different. That's like going to the salon and saying, I don't know, do whatever you want to my hair. I don't know, right? And then you're not happy with the result. You want to be happy. You want to be sure. So let them know exactly what you're looking for. And you're looking at the bestsellers in your category in these books, as well as seeking knowledge and inspiration. Is a one-word title in or out? How long is a subtitle? Again, major publishers know what they are doing in cover design, and you can learn a lot by looking at their professionally designed covers as if they were works of art. So spend the time you need on your cover design before you give directives to your designer. Annie, talk a little bit about copycatting.
All right, so that's a big no-no. Never copy a design from anyone, of course. Be original, be fresh. As mentioned, you can identify trends and perhaps blend the trends to create your own appealing cover that is exactly on point with your target market's taste in covers. You will have learned this through all your research. Ask yourself these questions. Does the book cover convey the message or intent of your book? Does your book cover's design reflect your passion? Obviously, the answer to both of these questions should be yes. Here's a word of caution for you. Radio stations and other media have guidelines as to certain language they're not able to use on the air. Avoid profanity or any other title that can invoke a negative reaction in society. You will know negative when you see it. These titles may violate policies of the station or even the FCC. One rule of thumb is, if you have to ask others if they like the cover, and you can, but remember, you will ultimately make the decision for yourself. You will instinctively know that the cover is good. Also, keep this in mind. Your title should reflect the promise of the book, and your subtitle should explain the what's in it for the readers. One sentence only for a subtitle. I have seen subtitles of 3 sentences long, and this stands out. It's too bulky. It's just too much. If you want to explain your topic, use concise bullet points. If you feel like you have to add more content to the cover design, use concise bullet points. But generally, it's your title and subtitle that is considered the industry standard. But keep this in mind. If you feel the need to keep explaining what your book is about on the cover, then something is very wrong with your title and subtitle. Stacey, what about editing?
Well, editing, of course, you know, we can always tell if there is a book that's self-published once we start reading it. Some of the covers are wonderful. Of course, you're listening to all of our tips we just talked about. Then when you get to the writing, this is where an excellent editor is a must. So that's the next step. Cover, and you need an editor. They are educated writers who understand grammar, sentence structure, organizing the flow of information, and more. If you have one typo, the reader could immediately be turned off. So get another editor to go over your final draft with a fine-tooth comb. A third party is best to edit for grammar and spelling because any errors will stick out like a sore thumb because they do not know the material at all. You, the author, and your primary editor are now all too familiar with the book, and this can cause you to miss simple errors. Annie?
All right, so very good. So that wraps up our podcast for today. Please watch for more. We're going to cover every element of self-publishing books for authors and how to promote and how to design and how to create the book of your dreams and be heard out there in the world so that you too can live your mission, live your dream out loud, and experience the joy and pleasure of having written a book that can help change other people's lives.
All right. Well, thank you, Annie, and thank everybody else for listening. You can learn more about Annie Jennings PR, what we do for self-published authors, at AnnieJenningsPR.com. You can also contact Annie directly, Annie@AnnieJenningsPR.com. Till next time.